Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Good evening, everybody. This is the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show, live and on the air on October 9th. We're here every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. We is me and Nate.
Hello.
My name's Alon. That's Nate, of course. Now, often we also have Julie Stouffer with us via phone. Tonight she hasn't called in yet. I don't know. Maybe she forgot.
She might have had to go to Canada and do some shows and just forgot to tell us again.
People all the time, they just forget that our show is going to happen. You know, people who are supposed to be on the show.
Yeah.
For instance, last week...
Gabe
we
and Tycho.
We were supposed to have an interview with Gabe and Tycho from Penny Arcade. Now, we made that fairly obvious when we told everybody, hey, we're supposed to have an interview with Gabe and Tycho.
That would be correct.
Unfortunately, those wonderful gentlemen did not show up.
Just slipped out of their minds.
Slipped their minds. Very apologetic about it, though.
No, yeah.
I handed it to them. They're gonna make it up to us. They'll post it on their website, get us all sorts of attention, and let everybody know that they're going to be on our show, and it'll turn out well for us. Meanwhile, last week's show... Boy, was that a piece of crap. Andrew, what did you think of last week's show? You were manning the boards the whole time. All right, there was a lot of funny stuff to come out on the Penny Arcade forums about it, though.
Oh, it was... Reading that was hilarious.
Yeah, I was thinking about actually going over it during the show, but that would just be a big waste of time. We could be talking about other stuff, I guess. But my favorite one, someone... everybody loves to make fun of the commercials, and our commercials are like, hackers are everywhere. You know,
everywhere.
The commercials, and someone's like, oh my god, hackers, fires, and missiles! And I just couldn't stop laughing when I read that, because, yeah, it was funny to me. So thank you, Penny Arcade folks.
Gave us much enjoyment later that night as we were reading it.
We
very
did break the
stuff.
Record for most online listeners ever for this radio station.
Something?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot right up there. And Tycho's like, well, we can do even better than that. So I was talking to him a couple days ago, and he assured me that we will get it arranged somehow. We're not positive, but he's going to try and get Gabe organized with himself to be on next Sunday, a week from today. That's October 16th. But it's not in stone yet. I have to hear from him this week, and I'll post it on the website so everyone will know, and then they'll post it on their website, you know, probably the Friday before they air. And that way it'll be clear that they will definitely be on the show. At least it'll be definite as soon as they actually call, and I'm sure that they're here. But now you wanted to defend yourself a little bit about last week, because people called in about PC games, right? And now
and they asked about Data Defeat Source, and on the forums they were kind of saying, oh, this guy doesn't even know what Data Defeat Source is. Like, listen, I know what the game is. I just haven't played it, so I didn't feel I could comment on it.
Yeah, and you've played Day of Defeat.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, I don't want to comment on a game that, okay, I know it exists. Great. You know, well, what do you guys think of Data Defeat Source? I'm like, well,
it's a lot of like Data Defeat. Let's talk about that. I mean, I played that one a lot.
I would love to talk about the fact that this game is delivered only to a few select people through a very specific means of delivery. Like, that all seems like a viable topic to me, to discuss Steam and its delivery system. And, you know, are the people who are receiving it now because they bought the limited edition of Half-Life 2, are they like a test bed? Or are they just being privileged? Like, is Valve trying to be nice and give them free stuff?
Well,
or are they trying to run a beta group
for that package?
Now, when you bought it, did you know you were going to get access to games ahead of time? Did the limited edition say access to special games? Because I don't know. I didn't buy it.
Well, I think it said it came with Data Feet and stuff like that. Mine did not, because I'm a tool who bought the Bronze Edition.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as it made it clear ahead of time that you're going to get stuff, special things, I think that's cool. And if it didn't, and they're just giving it to people as sort of a beta test, also sort of cool. Of course, I don't even know enough about the game. Like I said, haven't played it. I assume eventually it will be available to other people who own Half-Life 2 and not just the limited edition buyers. That would be sort of a limited audience.
Yes.
I think. So I certainly hope that people want to call in and talk about things, topics, general topics about games, and maybe not ask
specific
about
specific games or how we feel about them.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. I like it. But your chance of pegging us on a game that we've actually played when there's millions out there, you know, your call might be wasted.
You know, some
and
of
I don't want to do that to you.
Some of the PA listeners might not know, but Alon and I, we do this just out of the kindness of our heart. We don't get paid to do this show. I, myself, seem to have about a 60-hour week. And I really don't have a whole lot of energy after my 10-hour days to really sit down and play a lot of games.
When I was talking to Tycho on Friday, this Friday, I told him, it was like, people were asking about games we didn't know. We looked so bad on the radio. It was horrible. And he's like, and I was saying, you know, you guys seem to be able to do that. He's like, yeah, but that's our job. That's what we do. I'm like, you're absolutely right. Because this, unfortunately, at the moment,
not our job yet.
Not my
job. We're hoping.
Not bringing home the bacon with the chatterbox. One day maybe, and then I'll be sitting around all day playing games,
oh,
so I'll be
too.
More equipped. And I'm trying not to make an excuse. Like, I host a radio show about video games. You host a radio show about video games. We should be fairly knowledgeable. But you'll notice if you listen to our past shows, we talk less about individual games and more about topics regarding the industry.
Yeah.
And how things are going. And I'm happy to talk about anything that you want to call in about. And I don't get upset if you ask about a specific game, but it'd be awesome if you didn't think we were total posers just because we hadn't played a certain game. They were like, hey, ask him about Jack Thompson. See if you've heard of that guy. I was like, that's really funny.
Oh, I so hope they would have called in and asked that.
That guy did call in. He just didn't ask about Jack.
Yeah.
And then like they were like, say something about Katamari or Wandan or however the hell you pronounce that new Japanese rhythm game. I'm like, go ahead, ask about it. I certainly know about Katamari, and we're actually working on a promotion to get We Love Katamari out as a prize to several listeners. So hopefully you'll call in. This leads me into discussion about stuff we're going to be giving away today. We just sort of rambled a little bit, but at the end of the show today, last segment, I'm going to be giving away, first of all, a Red Octane Ignition Dance Pad worth $100 for Xbox and PS2 to someone who responded to a past show we had 2 weeks ago. So I have to call them live on the air, and if they pick up, they win. So that's cool. And guys, we only had 2 people submit entries for this. So 50-50 chance if they're listening and like have their phone on them that they're going to win. So when we do another contest like this, you should try and win because the chances are pretty good. So I'm also going to give away another Ignition Dance Pad to a podcast listener, just like we're doing today, calling the people. I'm going to ask a question, and then you will submit an answer over email, and I will call you live next week if you're the winner. And then live on the air today, no waiting whatsoever for emails or anything. I'm just going to ask for someone to call in, and I'm going to give away a copy of In the Groove. And if people ask for it enough, maybe I'll give away a copy of Burnout Revenge.
Well, someone was asking about that before.
About what?
Burnout Revenge.
Who was asking about Burnout Revenge?
Wasn't it when you were on the talking thing today?
Oh, on the Ventrilo server.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, they were. See, so I kind of think I should give it away.
It's kind of a niche market, you know, your rhythm, dance,
I tell
games.
You what, if we get enough callers today, if I'm able to fill the board, the phone board, then...
So we're not giving up.
That'll be my initiative. I will give away a copy of Burnout Revenge. So that's reason enough for everybody to call. If you want to call, call 602-277-KFNX. That's if you're in Phoenix, but you're probably not. So I'll give you this number, 866-536-1100. And if you don't remember that number, all you have to do is go to chatterboxgameshow.com, which I'm sure you've already done, and you can find our toll-free 866 number to call anytime during the show, although I'd much prefer to take callers during the second half of the show so we can get some things out of the way.
Yeah.
Just the two of us, baby, before
trying
that.
Trying to have a flow of the show.
Yeah.
Callers,
we have some topics. So what I want to talk about on today's show when we come back after the break in a couple minutes, there's a few things. The bill for the mature games and, you know, retail limitations and stuff in California, that was signed. Arnold put his Hancock on that bill.
Yeah, but as soon as it goes into courts, it'll be overturned and deemed.
Maybe. There's stuff to talk about. So we'll get to that. And then Jack Thompson... also related to this mature gaming thing.
Who wants to win $10,000 for their favorite charity?
It's not their charity. It's Take-Two Prison's charity. He's put forth a rather stupendous offer to people who make games. So we'll discuss that. But a topic that's especially close to my heart is the Spend the Night erotic MMO game.
You've been waiting for this.
Yeah. I really only just found out about it, but it brings up a lot of great discussion. And I really want to talk about Spend the Night, the erotic MMO, which I guess will be out sometime sort of soon.
Next fall, I think?
I don't know. But it's a lot of interesting stuff. So we're going to talk about neurotic MMO, California Bill, Jack Thompson, if we have time for all these things. And then I've got to give away stuff in the last segment. And man, I know there's other stuff we want to talk about, but we'll get to that.
And then Julie may grace us with her presence.
Yeah, well, we got someone on the line. Is that Julie, Andrew? No.
No, of course not.
Oh, it's John calling to fill up the board. I'm not going to actually talk to you right now, John, so you just stay on the line for a couple of minutes, and then I'll talk to you. Looking for the second half of the show, callers. All right, so... Yeah, he just wants to waste time. All right, so here's something I did want to talk about before we go to break. I've got another minute, I think. I played Shadow of the Colossus. We'd like to start off the show with what we've been playing lately. I played Shadow of the Colossus today before we came to the station.
I was there.
And you watched, and you saw your lady friend play Shadow of Colossus
and
as well.
Both times I've seen it being played, really, really boring. Don't see why anyone would want to play this game.
It is sort of a game you have to get into. But I tell you what, when I died, when I got stepped on and crushed by that behemothly large Colossus character in the demo, I really wanted to keep playing. Because it, honestly, the game's all about control and climbing on things and running and jumping and stuff. I'm a little disappointed by the control. It could have been a little tighter. But the game in general, very appealing for people who are into that sort of epic adventure.
I didn't quite get the zoom. I know it's supposed to be cinematic and all that, but there were zooms and views that I didn't see. They put it in there just because.
No, I don't think so. We only played a small part of the game. I actually think it's good. I do
the zoom that's right behind
it.
The head and it follows you. What's the point of that?
No, that's the stare at the Colossus one. Later on you find out when you hold L1, you just stare at the Colossus. And so his head always turns to that.
Oh.
Anyway, you obviously can hear our music. We'll be back after these messages, everybody. Chatterbox, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
My name's Alon. That's Nate.
Right here.
Julie's not with us today. Have no idea why, but that's all right. Nate and I can...
We can handle it.
Grab the reins. We do the show, you know, every week.
We're kind of used to it.
Yeah, here in the studio. So I'm going to let everybody know again that we're looking for callers. John was very helpful in trying to fill up the board so we would give away a Burnout Revenge game. But I'm hoping you'll call in during the second half. That means after we go to break again. The phone number is going to be 866-536-1100. Now, the people who make this show possible... very near and dear to us, UAT, that's the University of Advancing Technology. Without them, we wouldn't have money to do the show, and we need it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, UAT. And if you're interested in learning about UAT, because you want to get into the industry, you should do that. UAT.edu.
They got
art,
go
to program,
programming, make, multimedia.
Make models and animation.
All that stuff.
All that good stuff. All right, so let's move on. There were a few things I wanted to talk about, and I mentioned them before the break. They are, well, we'll start here, the California bill. So what's strange about this law? Nate, have you done the research or do you need me to talk about it?
You can talk about it for a little bit.
All right. I don't
have anything written up.
So we've been waiting for a while to see what Arnold will do, even though he makes money off of mature games, because every Terminator game is rated M, to my knowledge.
I think he's made $320.
I'm just sort of guessing. Yeah, he's probably made about as much as we have on our Google ads. He finally signed it, right? So it's an official law that's supposed to go into use on January 1st, 2006. So fairly soon, right after Christmas. Good, at least they get another Christmas in there. Now, of course, the ESA is trying to, you know, block it and change things and whatever, but what makes this law especially strange as
it
stands...
It's so... Like, all these laws are just so ambiguous. I mean, who's to decide what's, like, extreme or hyper-violence or whatever these buzzwords that they like to use?
There's a ratings board clearly in place. The ESRB makes the ratings, and they could just say...
But apparently they're not good enough, and we need the government to tell us what to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not even the government in this situation. In California... what will happen is a jury, that means actual people in a courtroom, will decide if the game was violent enough.
Yeah, again, so one jury says, oh, you know, Grand Theft Auto, it's a little violent. And then another, you know. So one time you get just some normal people, and another time you get a bunch of grannies who are all offended.
Well, the problem is, forget that. Let's say you had the same people every time. I wouldn't even care. It's after the fact. After you've sold the game, that's when you find out. Because it's only once, I can only assume that, once somebody says, hey, I have a problem with that, then it goes to court. Because nobody's going to be putting together a jury for every game, right? So it's only going to be after someone complains. So after a game's been sold, they'll put together a jury of people in an actual courtroom wasting my tax dollars, or California residents'
tax dollars. Money gets wasted enough, I think.
I guess so. So they'll put together a jury after someone complains, after the game has been sold, and that jury will then decide if the game was too violent to be sold to said minor. That seems kind of idiotic. There's something about ex post facto rules and you can't, you know, prosecute for something that already happened and all that. So it seems fairly impossible for this law to actually be executed because, I mean, if they went with the ESRB ratings, well, that's in place before the game's ever sold. We know what that rating is before it hits the stores and when people buy it. So that makes sense. Totally makes sense.
Exactly.
If you sell it to a kid and it was rated M...
And they're 13,
you know,
you have a problem.
You get sticks shoved in places, right? But the way it stands, it seems impossible to actually, you know, make this law count.
Well, like all these laws, even if they do go to court, they always get turned down. You know, they've always get overruled.
Yeah, I mean, that's also silly. But if they just made it real simple with the ratings, I would understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the reluctance is to do that.
I don't understand why they make these laws that don't work. They can never... what they want to do will never happen.
It just struck me as particularly amazing, the way this one was written. And that's why I wanted to bring it up. Because we've been talking about these laws a lot lately, and I guess we don't need to talk about every single one. But, this one was especially ambiguous to me. So I agree with you. Why make a law that's going to be thrown out, but why make a law that's so obviously going to get thrown out? I just don't understand. Now, there was something else that I want to talk about. We were saying Jack Thompson had this proposal.
Oh, yeah, for Take-Two to make a game, $10,000 to their the president's, you know, greatest charity or whatever he likes. I'm kind of fuzzy on the details. We did talk about it, but something about you're the father.
I'm trying to find the press release right now.
You're the father of a son that got convicted of, like, doing all these heinous crimes. And the opening scene is them in the courthouse, and the judges explain to him, like, you did all this because you played all these violent video games. And you start off in L.A., and you go to New York.
I think we need to discuss what this is all about.
Okay.
Did you say that... All right, so Jack Thompson apparently, and actually just someone posted this in our forums. I haven't done the research to make sure that he actually did this. I'm assuming it's true, though, because it was also in other forums. That I saw. So, and it sounds an awful lot like him. So here's the story. He has, I guess, put out a challenge to people to make, to create, manufacture, distribute, and sell a game, which he describes as this. And if someone does it, he'll give $10,000 to the favorite charity of the CEO of Take-Two Interactive Software. They obviously make Grand Theft Auto, the company he really doesn't like very much. So the description of his game is like you were saying, right? You're a father whose son is convicted for life in prison because he killed some people based on playing a bunch of games. And the opening scene is the courtroom saying, you played a bunch of games, it ruined your mind, and... Well, no, they don't say that. They just say,
you were violent.
Yeah,
because of these games, and now you're going to jail forever.
Specifically, you beat up people with a bat. So later on, when you play this game, you're the father on the rampage going to New York to kill the CEO and the CEO's family members.
I believe there's urinating on brain stems.
Yeah. He specifically says that you're supposed to... Oh, I've got to find it. All right. An eye for an eye, says your character, as he urinates onto the severed brain stems of the Eibel family victims, just as you do on the decapitated cops in the real video game Postal 2. So your character, the father of this son who was convicted for murder or something, you go to New York, you fly there so that you can kill the CEO and the family member of the company called Take This, and then you make your way back to L.A. in time for E3, killing people at Best Buy and Circuit City stores on your way.
Yep.
And then going to E3 and killing
really
everybody in the video game industry.
It's these Chinese managers that run the small shops that are really to blame.
Well, actually, as you're killing them, you scream, you should have checked their ID.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Now, my question, of course, is, does Jack want this to be available as an educational tool youth across the
globe? I think he would like it to be handed to preschoolers to play at school so they can learn the violence of video games.
Perhaps.
Or is this maybe a little hypocritical of him? Because Jack is now saying, I want to make a very violent video game.
I thought it was a little bit strange. You know, but Jack, he doesn't surprise me anymore. But someone signed up for a forum said we had to mention it, so I obliged.
I would have demanded that we talk about it.
Yeah, it is a pretty fantastic piece of news. It's also on the Penny Arcade forums. They're on top of things way before we are. But yeah, that was pretty amazing to me. You know, we can talk about other things that happen on our forums. We have a whole section called Pandora's Box for people to just...
Where you can talk about anything.
Yes, and people have been talking about anything. Do you think we should talk about these things?
We could. I'm a little antsy because I know Andrew's on the button there. We get off subject a little bit and bam!
I start talking about, you know, creationism and intelligent design.
We'll probably get more
evolution.
Followers.
We could talk about homosexuality, Andrew. That's a topic on our forums.
Alan loves the homosexuals.
I did write about that.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we should leave it alone. We'll let people go to our forums if they want to talk about that stuff. We've got another minute, right, Andrew? Minute and a half? All right, cool. So we talked about Jack, talked about California. So I'm going to sort of preface what we're going to talk about next, and then we'll go to break. And, of course, I want to welcome callers to call at 866-536-1100, toll-free in North America. That includes Canada. All right, so... There's a game, an erotic MMO.
For serious?
For serious. A game that's basically all about sex, according to the company. It's called Spend the Night. I'm not sure about the release date. We can go to the website and check it out, right? But what's great about this is that the company realized it'll be a good idea to market this game to women. And at first thought, you think, well, maybe because men are already going to play the game, you're going to need to market it to women, so there's some ladies.
Yeah.
Because that'd be weird. But I have some questions. For instance, like, a lot of MMOs these days, all the women in the game are really usually just men pretending to be women.
Yeah.
Or just choosing a female avatar. I mean, I know that a friend of ours goes on and specifically pretends he's women so he can get guys to hit on him and then give him things.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking this could go really in the wrong direction for folks playing this particular game. And we'll talk about this when I come back from break. I think it's a really fantastic topic. Please call in if you want to talk about it. And again, if you can fill my my phone board, we'll give away a copy of Burnout Revenge.
Mom,
in addition to the other things we're giving away.
What's a glory hole?
866-536-1100. We'll be back after the news, everybody.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technologies graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Here we are once again.
Hello.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio. That's Nate. I'm Alon. And we're ready for your calls, everybody. We like to open up the lines the second half of the show. Give us a call at 866-536-1100. And I'll get this out of the way right now. We got to do it again. Talk about UAT. UAT.edu if you want to get into the game industry by being a programmer, an artist, whatever you want. Animator. Whatever. They just got access to They got access to a motion capture stuff.
They had that for a while, but they're finally fixing it up. The room is under construction right now.
So you could actually like have a class in dealing with motion capture equipment?
Which actually they should, because Rainbow Studios is always asking for, like, we want to hire some people or we want interns to do motion capture.
Yeah, they're hiring a bunch of people now from the university.
They've already hired a few so far.
Look at all the opportunities available to you. Go to uat.edu. Uat.edu.
Edu.
Because you should, if you're interested. And we love them, because they pay for our show.
Exactly.
All right. So I was going to talk about, and in fact, I said I was definitely going to talk about Spend the Night, an erotic MMO. We have a couple of people on the line. One person wants to ask about Jack Thompson, so let's do that before I talk about Spend the Night. We're going to take Nick from Virginia on line two. You're on the air, Nick.
Okay. Hi.
So what did you want to say?
Well, first off, I'd just like to say that I am Archer's suck on the forums.
Oh, kick ass,
dude. Oh, wow.
About Jack Thompson, I had a few things, like, what if someone other than Take-Two makes the game, like Capcom, since they made Killer 7, which he also went after? What do they get out of it?
Oh, well, see,
that was my point, exactly. Because when Alon was saying it to me, he was like, I'll make a Flash game. I want $10,000.
No, he actually said, he's not asking for Take-Two to make it. He just said that the prize would go to the charity of Take-Two's choice.
Would their charity be me?
That'd be funny. So he just says, I want somebody to make it. Now, I have a feeling he's being completely rhetorical and not actually wanting someone to make the game. And if someone did make it, I'm sure he would say, no, I'm not going to give you $10,000, or give your charity $10,000 or anyone's charity $10,000. Probably because he would expect the Take-Two CEO not to respond to his request.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I'd still like to see someone do it. But the truth is, we don't need that much more fodder against him. He's already said a bunch of dumb things, and for him to not do something he said he'd do...
He's always putting his foot in his mouth. I don't see why people still respect him.
But I tell you what, Nick, I'd be actually very happy to see Capcom make that game, because I think they do a good job. Do you have any ideas that you would put in there if you made the game?
What engine do you think they'd use?
They'd probably use, like, the Killer 7 engine.
Someone on the Ventrilo server tonight suggested we make a MUD, which I think would be really fascinating, but it would be hard to get across what he wanted to get across. It'd be fun, though, if we did it thematically just through text, beating up people with bats. And
I have to get my thesaurus out.
Such.
His idea of urinating on severed brain stems.
I just thought it was especially graphic. I applaud the man for...
Wow.
Yeah. He did a really good job.
I don't think many people, even in our forums, would say that stuff like that.
Well, you know, he's a graphic guy, that Jack.
Yeah.
I don't really suggest anyone listen to him.
I'm sure he's just saying that, like, to be satirical about it, but...
Did you hear the interview he had with us?
Yeah.
About the guys in the kilts and the racial slurs and all that. Yeah.
Clearly, whiskey.
He's a great guy. Now, before I drop you off into the ether there, Nick, I'm going to ask you to select a number, any number in the universe, and that's going to help me choose who's going to win a contest later on in the show. So pick a number for me.
Five.
All right, that's an odd number. That means it goes to person number one. It's going to Luis if he answers his phone. Sorry, John, I know you're on the line listening. But if he doesn't pick up the phone, dude,
it's all yours.
You're the next one. All right, so thank you very much, Nick, for calling in. And I'm going to go on to talk about Spend the Night, and I'll get this in quick before we go to more callers. Great thing about Spend the Night, an erotic MMO, they want to market it to women, and I think that's great. But I don't think it's great because men are already going to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. They're right to market to women because women will actually like it. Right? Men...
It's too visual. Women aren't really into that.
Women,
I believe we discussed this weekend. I don't know how it came up.
Women aren't opposed to
text.
Visuals, but they need story. And in MMO, this is sort of be like role-playing. And now, you'll know, you already know, I am without a lady friend of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have one. Never really had a lot of sex, though, because I wasn't into role-playing. You know I'm not a role-playing gamer.
No, you're not.
Yeah. And, you know, she needed the story. She needed the whole backdrop. The get me hot and ready to go stuff. And that wasn't my style. And I'm much more like the man who plays the game and wants to get right into it. And so anyway, girls are going to play this game, hopefully, if they get a hold of it. Maybe in other countries they'll be more likely to play it. And they're going to actually get into the story. And, like, I'll bet you're going to be able to get on your fireman's costume and, like, save her from the burning house. Or just come in and be the pool boy and say, well,
did
hello there, Miss Johnson.
With extra sausage.
Yeah. So I'm willing to bet that they're going to have servers, right, that are... get down to the action, and then they're going to have the servers that are all about storyline.
Oh, yeah.
And when I mentioned that men often will play these games and pretend to be women, what's great is...
Oh, I'm sure all sorts of weirdos will be coming
I think that won't happen as much as in other games, though, because, I mean, imagine you're a man playing this game, and you are the woman, right? That means you're going to be actively seeking out men, because honestly, I think straight men especially are more attracted to watching straight sex than lesbians. I mean, we all love lesbians, but...
They're great.
Yeah, I would rather see the straight sex on the screen, and so if I play the girl, that means I'm going to be seeking out a guy, and that just is a step over that gay line for me, into the gay wing of the building. And you know, if you read our forums, you'll see definitely I love the gays, the homosexuals, I love them all, but I personally don't want to actively try to be one in a game.
Yep.
Not much. Maybe I'd give it a shot in Sims or something. But when the other person's actually real. That'd be weird.
That'd be a little different, yeah.
That'd be weird. It's like when I sit next to you and I don't want to touch your leg.
Yeah.
In a car or something. Yeah. We got to not cram five people into a car anymore.
Yeah, that's not too great.
So anyway, that's my thought on it.
I was trying real hard to just...
If somebody else wants to call about it, that'd be great. Right now, we have... is this Ali, Andrew? All right, Ali from Florida wants to talk about a topic we haven't touched on today. So, Ali, you're on the line?
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. What did you want to talk about today?
Well, I think that... the way that the video game market is changing now that there's so many casual gamers, that they're making a lot of video games to pander to so many tastes that they're not really focusing on the hardcore gamer. And I think that the true video games for people such as myself and I think you guys are now going totally handheld. Like the PSP and the DS are now getting really good games, whereas the GameCubes and PS2s, the Xbox 360, they don't seem to be getting games that are original. It's just rehashes. You know, a hack and slash with a different face.
I'm with you, and that has something to do with the economics, because the home console games are a lot more mainstream. You have a bigger audience, so they're going to break out the more mainstream titles. Although you'll note that the DS offers specifically innovative opportunities for developers, and that's what's
Nintendogs,
cool games. And the same thing's going to happen with the Nintendo Revolution. You're going to have these great new opportunities. You're going to get the hardcore games again, because they're going to be fun and different. Even though it's funny, because they're trying to market to everybody with their simplistic gameplay. But I agree with you that that's sort of what's happening. Although, I wonder what games are specifically awesome on the PSP, because I know there aren't that many.
Luminous. I really like that.
You know, Death Jr., there's a new Grand Theft Auto coming out that looks to be amazing. You know, those are just a few ideas. I mean, the PSP is okay, I like the DS personally. I'm more of a Nintendo guy. But I see now that the handheld seems to be getting more strength. And I'm just shocked to see the 360 is going to be $400. The games are going to be $60, but they're all first-person shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I definitely caution people from hitting up the Xbox 360 opening day. First of all, I fear the launch games are going to suck balls because they're going to be rushed.
Well, that's what's like. There hasn't really been any good launch titles. I mean, there's been a few, but for the most part.
I'm pretty wary. EA has proven lately that their games that they rush out have
not
some problems.
Yeah.
And they have a very strong launch lineup. And I just... Listen, a lot of people have a lot of money to blow. Go for it. Buy the system. You'll be happy to have the newest thing on the block. But if you're an economical shopper, you might want to wait a little bit till they get something you want to play and save your money for games that are going to be fun and innovative that are out on the systems you already have. That's just my two cents about the new systems. But for the most part, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And it's just a question of the economics. But you can count on great games coming out from mainstream systems because there's still a lot of great developers out there. It's just you have more games to weed through. For instance, this weekend I saw in a flyer delivered to the house, I didn't even realize it, That's So Raven 2 is available for the Game Boy Advance.
And let me tell you, That's So Raven 1, magnifique.
Was it a blockbuster? Because I didn't even know it was out.
I didn't even know the game existed.
Yeah. So, you know, really, if you're into innovative games, I would suggest That's So Raven 2 for your Game Boy Advance.
I'm sure it's got to be very exciting.
Clearly a chart topper. But yeah, don't worry that the games are going totally Hollywood. There's going to be great stuff out there. You're just going to have to look harder because there's going to be more stuff on the shelf. That's all.
The last generation had good games like Beyond Good and Evil, and they had, you know, there were not... I mean, there was a good game every now and then, but what I was getting at was I believe that they're not going to be around as much. I think that it's going to be every 100 games you're going to get a really good game because you can just pump out so many football games, pump out so many Grand Theft Auto clones, you know, and just keep doing the same thing. Just change the character, peel off the skin, throw in another character, make up another fresh, you know, gimmicky story, and it's the same game with a different facade.
Well,
you can sell it again for $50.
It's kind of sad, but, I mean, they do follow the money. Those games get sold, so they're going to keep making them. You know, innovative games will come by every once in a while, but really companies don't want to take a chance on new IP because it's scary.
Yeah, I think it's going to kill itself doing that.
Well,
whereas the handheld, it seems...
You'll always have indie developers, and they'll always, you know, make the stuff. It'll just be harder to find.
Here's the thing, though, and I'm... This is what brings it down to the bottom line for me, that I understand your concern, and we've talked about it before on the show, the Hollywoodization of things and how things are sort of going down the tubes, but the bottom line is that the past few years, every year, there's come a time, especially before Christmas, that a lot of games come out that I want to play. And, like, I even saw Tycho mention it this year, that he has more games than he can, you know, feasibly play with the time that he has available, and that happens for us as well, and we have less time than them, so obviously... But the bottom line is that even though there's a lot of games sort of going in the wrong direction and pandering to the money, I agree with that. But the truth is, bottom line, still a lot of games that I want to play. And as long as there's more games for me to play than I have time to play, I'm happy. Right? Percentage, I don't care about. As long as there's a game right now that I want to play that's great, I'm going to be happy because I'm never going to be without a piece of entertainment. And that's really what it's all about. And that's what I think it needs to come down to. You need to realize that, okay, you know, let them produce a lot of junk. Eventually, the market will say, junk isn't what we want. And people are, you know, they're getting sick of the same thing year after year after year. And you'll see now that EA has a stranglehold on the NFL, they weren't so excited about Madden 2006. And I think they're shooting themselves in the foot with the same game every year. And so they're constantly trying to come up with new things to put in the game. And obviously, they're running out. So people still buy it because it's only $50 a year for, like, their main hobby of football. But when it comes to other types of play, other games, rehashing the same thing over and over doesn't work.
Yeah.
And they realize that. People are shooting themselves in the foot. Anyway, thanks for the call, Ali. I appreciate it. I would love to hear someone call in and give their thoughts on Spend the Night. But apparently no one wants to do that. We had John on the line. Maybe he was just filling up the boards because he dropped off now. But we do have Mohammed. He called last week. I assume it's the same guy. Let's bring Mohammed on. Line two. Mohammed, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's me from last week.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah. I just want to say that I disagree.
Regarding?
What Ali said about there not being enough good games on the market.
All right, speak your mind, man.
I just want to say that I think that there's a lot of good games out, like, nowadays, and just because, like, there's a lot of crap. I think there's a lot of stuff that's gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you. And this is what I was just saying. The bottom line is there's still more games than you can poke a stick at that are good.
I didn't really want to talk because it sounded like he was more of a console guy. But, I mean, I want to get Black and White 2. I want to get Indigo Prophecies, you know.
Which, by the way, available for Xbox.
Yeah. True.
Keep going.
But, like, Dungeon Siege 2 came out.
Hell, there you still want to play Fable and the new Fable.
That one just came out for PC. I want to get that one.
Yeah. So, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of games, and this is what we were just saying. A lot of stuff available. I don't want to beat a dead horse, though, so I'm going to give it a rest. Thank you for calling, Muhammad. Appreciate it. All right, so if anybody else wants to call, for the next segment, I'm going to be spending a lot of time on the line calling other people and hoping you call to win prizes, but we're going to be giving away a copy of In the Groove, which is the dance game published by Red Octane. We love Red Octane. In the Groove, want to let you all know, Smash Arcade hit, landed on the PlayStation 2, finally. In the Groove, it was designed from the ground up by hardcore dance gamers and represents an incredible leap forward in the genre. You know, I'm reading that. Incredible leap forward? It's a leap.
It's a leap.
It was a good thing. It was a script. I've got
to read it.
It
was a long step.
Yeah, anyway, so they maintain the addictive gameplay with, like, other popular dance titles. In the Groove.
They threw in bombs.
Never-before seen features like modifiers, over 60 songs, over 70 songs, 60 effects, endless customization. I love it. And that's why we're giving it away. Thank you, Red Octane, for giving us the opportunity. So we're going to come back after the break, give away In the Groove. I'm going to give away the dance pad that people have been winning for the last 2 weeks via email because of our podcast. And I'm going to give you all the opportunity, if you're listening over podcast, to win an Ignition dance pad from Red Octane as well. All sorts of stuff we're giving away. And if we can get a ton of callers,
maybe
might
some,
even give away Burnout
Revenge.
All right, so call when we're back from break, 866-536-1100. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, everybody. Man, that brings back the memories.
Oh, tell me about it.
Sonic the Hedgehogger. All right, this is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. I'd love to think that we have people listening on the actual radio in Phoenix, because we're on 1100 AM KFNX.
Unless
for those
they lowered
who didn't already know.
Our signal.
Yeah, I think they probably lowered. Definitely by now, we're not reaching as large an area because it's nighttime. They turned down the signal on us. Anyway, if you want to call us, I'm about to give some stuff away. So here's the number, 866-536-1100. Now, if you're local, you can call 602-277-KFNX. That's Phoenix area. And go to our website, chatterboxgameshow.com. We got the numbers up there. And you want to keep an eye on the website, too, because this week we're going to announce whether or not we really have the interview with Gabe and Tycho next weekend. And also, I think two or three shows from now, on October 30th, we're going to be on at a different time for people who are not local to Phoenix. Right?
Oh, that's right. We got the daylight saving times, which you do not partake in.
Exactly. So since Arizona has such funky timekeeping, everyone else, when you move your clocks back, you're also moving the time of Chatterbox back. It'll be 6 and 9 on West and East Coast instead of 7 and 10. Just keep that in mind for the October 30th and future shows. All right, so it's time for me to call Luis, who has won, thanks to one of our callers earlier, who chose magically Luis as the winner.
The odd numbers.
Only two people submitted an entry to win a $100 dance pad. Only two people. So that's all you got to do. When we have contests like this, and I'm going to do one later today, just email us a really simple answer to a question, and you can win free stuff. So I'm calling Luis.
We really need dialing music.
Right now. Well, we had dialing music. Andrew said that. And he totally missed out. I guess he's coming in there a little
bit. I guess
we
have game show music now.
Jeopardy. That's good, too. I like that. I dialed a 1 because it's long distance, Andrew. What is going on? It's ringing. Can you talk about something? We're
can I? Air. Okay. We got dead air. That's right. I was kind of thinking about that. Like, should we be talking?
Oh, this has to go on the air.
Anyways, some news that I have. I'm not sure if many of you people are really interested, but I was. So Autodesk, the owners of Discreet, i.e. 3D Studio Max, have just purchased. I really like this music while I'm talking. It makes me sound super boring.
Keep going.
Well, the Discreet, i.e. 3D Studio Max, Autodesk, mainly, has just purchased Alias, Maya, for $182 million. So pretty much the biggest, you know,
all right, I'm going to put you on hold, because I'm about to leave a message to the person who didn't win Dance Pack because he didn't answer his phone.
All right, go for it.
All right, please leave a message after the sound. Dum-de-dum-de-dum.
Beep.
All right, guys, sorry for the dead air. Luis, you wanted to win a dance pad. You submitted an entry, and I'm just letting you know that I was about to call you. In fact, obviously, I have called you, but you didn't pick up the phone, so you lost your opportunity to win a $100 Red Octane Ignition dance pad. So I'm going to call John from Vegas now. I bet John's happy. Sorry, Luis. Bye.
Great radio.
That was great radio. Now, John, I know you're listening, so find... You know what? No, I'm going to call you. I got a number for Johnny. All right, keep talking about Autodesk.
All right. Love that music. So anyways, 182 mil, they bought it. This is a little unsettling for me, being that now one company owns the two major 3D like modeling software stuff. So this could be a great thing or really bad, because they could either put the best stuff of both worlds, you know, and make a really cool bundle. Or they can be, well, you know, you're pretty much going to buy us or some smaller other shows. Not shows, other products.
Hey, John.
You got him?
John, you're on the other. Okay, you're not with me. I'm with
the... Wow, this talking only by yourself? This sounds really, really boring.
It's tough, dude, but let's bring on John. We got John. He won a dance pad. Let's bring him on the air, Andrew. All right, this is done very quickly because I have to give away more stuff. Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
You picked up, dude. See, you didn't think you were going to win, but it worked out.
Hooray.
All you had to do was answer the phone. That's all I ask, listeners.
That's
and when I give away stuff, you're there to pick up the phone, or you call me and answer a very simple question.
Very low standards at
the show. So, Johnny, I want you to email me. Email me with your address, which I think you actually already did, and I'll send you that sometime in the next week. I'm not too fast with the shipping, but eventually you'll get it, and you'll be very, very happy. All right?
All right.
Thanks, dude, for being a consistent listener of the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show. All right, so now I'm going to pose the question to everybody else after I hang up on John. All right, here's what we have to do. I have to give away a copy in the group, so anybody listening right now, give me a call. If you can tell me what version of Dance Dance Revolution introduced the song Max 300, then you win. First person to call with that answer wins. All right, so you were talking about Autodesk. Just now?
Yes.
Nate?
Sorry.
Oh.
I was talking. We have an IRC.
It's what happens when you're talking IRC.
Sorry.
It's horrible radio right now. We got to stop with this.
I know. We just derailed so badly.
You're talking about
segment.
Autodesk.
That's right.
Now, what are your fears about this?
Well, basically, it's two things can happen. Pretty much they could, you know, combine. Not really combine the two. I mean, that would be weird. I mean, obviously, there'll still be a Maya and there'll still be a Max. Hopefully, they won't. They could do this and combine this one thing that could be really good and, like, combine, like, all the good things at Max and all the good things at Maya.
Yeah, we know it won't happen. You don't even need to speculate.
Yeah.
Not for, like, at least 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm talking long term. I mean, for right now, they're still going to sell each package.
Do you think they'll be so egotistical that they just stop updating Maya since they don't actually develop it and just they'll continue with Max and eventually Maya will drop off?
See, that's what I was afraid is, like, listen, you're going to buy us or, like, Lightwave or maybe Bryce or some smaller... You know, pretty much it's us. So you know what? Maybe we'll only put in, like, half the advancements that we would, because we really don't need to compete with anybody anymore. And this is just talk. I don't know if it's going to happen, but there has been talk that they're going to buy Lightwave next.
That'd be wild.
So then they would own the three kind of top ones. And
I got to cut you short, because I still have to give away the stuff.
All right.
Anyone who's listening over podcast, if you send me the length of this podcast in an email and the answer to this question... you may have the opportunity for me to call you live next week and win an Ignition dance pad worth $100 from Red Octane. Here's the question. How much does the pre-order cost you for the new game by Red Octane? It's Guitar Hero. It comes with the guitar. You can pre-order it right now. It'll be out next month. Tell me how much you can pre-order it for, how much the game will cost, the package, and the length of the podcast you're listening to right now. I will call one of you people who enter this contest next week on the air. Or the week after, if we have Gabe and Tycho on the air next week. And you will win, just like John did today, an Ignition dance pad. We have to go, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and too bad to the people who didn't call in and win a free copy in the group. Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info in the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.